علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to IIIB English Radio. This is Sayyid Salman Naqavi, your host for the program The Gate of Knowledge. And we are discussing the narrations of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the master of the faithful, from the Nahjul Balagha. His wise sayings about the different aspects of our lives and how to deal with different situations and how to achieve nobility in this world. And one of his advices is that when we have power over others, when we take control of others, we overpower them, then we should be merciful to them. And through this showing of mercy, we are in a way thanking Allah Almighty for the power that He has given us and bestowed us with the strength to overcome the enemy and to overcome the challenge. Therefore, Imam Ali has been quoted as saying, إِذَا قَدَرْتَ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّكَ فَجَعْلِ الْعَفْوَ عَنْهُ شُكْرًا لِلْقُدْرَةِ عَلَيْهِ. If you are able to overpower your enemy, then فَجْعَلِ الْعَفْوَ عَنْهُ, then you should show your mercy to him. And this mercy that you are showing to him and the compassion that you are showing to him will be a reflection of your thanksgiving to Allah Almighty for the power that He has given you. So we shall discuss a little in the detail in the next segment.
Nahjul Balagha, also known as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings attributed to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and greetings be upon him and his pure household. Regarded as one of the most authoritative sources of Islamic wisdom and knowledge, this book reflects the profound insight and spiritual teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on various matters, including ethics, morality, governance, and spirituality. The eloquence and wisdom exhibited in this speech and teachings within Nahjul Balagha have made it a timeless masterpiece that continues to inspire and guide Muslims and non-Muslims alike in their pursuit of truth and enlightenment. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IIIB English Radio, The Gate of Knowledge. Your host is Sayyid Salman Naqavi, and we are talking about this narration of Imam Ali, إِذَا قَدَرْتَ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّكَ. If you overpower your enemy, then you should be merciful to him. And by virtue of this being merciful and compassionate, you are showing your thanks to Allah Almighty for the power that He has given you. As we know, thanking Allah Almighty is not just by using our tongues and saying shukra lillah. The best way of showing thanks to Allah Almighty is through carrying out the proper actions befitting for that situation. If we are given a favor by Allah Almighty, if we are given a bounty by Allah Almighty, la in shakartum la zidannakum. If you, Allah Almighty says, if you thank me, I shall increase that favor. And that thanking has three stages. in the heart, be thankful to Allah Almighty, by using our tongues to say thanking Him. And number third, using that ni'mah and that bounty and that favor in a proper way, in an appropriate way. So here we find that Allah Almighty has given us the strength and the power to overcome and defeat the enemy. Imam Ali says, if we want to thank our Lord for this power and strength, then we should be merciful to our enemy. As we find that the Holy Prophet, on the day of the conquest of Mecca, he provided freedom to all those who were there, who had been conquered, and they had been overcome, the kuffar of Mecca. The Holy Prophet said, "Idhabu fa'antum al-tulaqa." All of you can go. You are now free. You are free. You have been free, provided freedom. You were slaves, and I offer you freedom. You are tulaqa. Al-yom yom al-marhama. Today is the day of showing our compassion to you. So this is the way the Holy Prophet thanked Allah Almighty for the power, for the conquest that had been given to him and to the Muslims, by showing mercy to those who had been conquered. And we also find that Imam Ali, when he was attacked by Ibn Muljam and when he was injured very gravely, even then he advised his sons to take care of his enemy and to be compassionate to him and do not punish him more than what he has inflicted upon Mawla Ali. We shall talk more about this in the last segment.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, was a reserved scholar and historian who played a crucial role in compiling the sermons, letters, and sayings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, into the book Peak of Eloquence. His dedication to preserving the teachings and wisdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has ensured that future generations have access to the profound insights and spiritual guidance found within Nahjul Balagha. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRB English Radio, the Gate of Knowledge. So Imam Ali is saying that showing mercy to our enemy is the best way of thanking Allah Almighty for this favor that He has given to us. Therefore, we find that the Holy Prophet says, "Ala ukhbirukum bi khayri khalaiq ad-dunya wal akhirah?" Shouldn't I inform you of the best people in this world and the hereafter? He says, the best people are those who carry out al-afw amman zalamaka. Be merciful to those who have inflicted pain upon you. They have caused you harm. You should be merciful to them, even if they have given you pain and they have treated you badly. وَأَتَعُوا مَنْ حَرَمَكَ. And even give to those who have sanctioned you, those who have, withholding things from you, you should remain in contact with them. If they withhold from you, they boycott you, even then you should try to be in contact with them. وَتَسِلُوا مَنْ قَتَعَكَ. And those who cut off relations with you, try to meet with them, try to keep your connection with them. So being merciful and compassionate is the result of that noble situation and condition that we should find within ourselves as true believing Muslims. So with this, I say goodbye. Your host Sayyid Salman Naqavi from IRB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge. Till the next X episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه